Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Off the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and shoots back!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake Accounting, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thanks a lot, and we are ready to go. What a weekend of hockey for the Michigan Tech Huskies as they sweep Alaska and celebrate the McNaughton Cup and all that good stuff after the game on Saturday night. It seemed like thousands of people on the ice, I don't know, hundreds for sure, after the game with Coach Pearson and the team, and just a lot of fun. And getting set now for the Final Five as the Michigan Tech Huskies will take on Ferris State University. We don't know exactly what time we are. Coach is going to talk a little bit about that in just a moment. But it'd either be the 4 o'clock game or possibly the 7:30 game on Friday. And, Coach, congratulations on everything that happened over the weekend. Good for the Huskies. Which was just about everything.
Well, thanks, Dirk. Yeah, it was. It was a great weekend all the way around. I don't think we could have planned it any better. Maybe Saturday's game gave me like a little bit more of a margin there as we got into third period. But overall, I thought it was real good. You know, crowds were good. You know, Hancock won a state championship. You know, I had fun watching the parade come by yesterday at my house.
I mean, a lot of people said they saw you.
Yeah, it was awesome. So that's how I spent Sunday. So it was a great weekend. Friday, good day. You know, obviously Saturday just with the winning and then the, you know, it was just great to have President Moraz and Athletic Director Suzanne Sandergut present the trophy to our team. I mean, I thought that was very fitting, and our guys really appreciated that. And we didn't really have a formal presentation when we since we've won the McNaughton Cup. So it was a nice way sort of to put a close, you know, to that. And then, you know, the fans. And I, you know, I've been thinking about getting the fans, you know, down and enjoying it and just being able to celebrate with the team. I you know, my last home game of the year. You couldn't write a better script. I just thought it was fantastic.
As I was talking to Jimmy earlier, I'm sure you might have heard, but how great for the seniors to be able to, you know, kind of celebrate a championship in their final game at the ring.
Well, like I said, that was fantastic. I mean, they didn't want to leave the ice, you know, and they were drained. I mean, it was a hard fought battle on Saturday. It's a long weekend. It's been a long year, but they didn't want to leave the ice. I mean, they really enjoyed it and sharing it with the fans and our community. We got such a great hockey community here, and it's neat to see. I don't know. You might see that somewhere else, but I don't know. I mean, it's great. And I like I said, you said made a good point. The seniors were, you know, they all, you know, made a difference this weekend. And you know, it was fantastic just to see it and see them on the ice and with their fans and each other. And took them a while to get out of the rink on Saturday. They really cherished the moment, which you need to do. You know, people told me a lot, you know, to you have to enjoy things as you go down the road. You know, you just can't zip by everything and get to the end of the road and everything's passed you by. So no, I thought it was good. We had a chance to celebrate and a great atmosphere.
Great weekend of hockey. Like you said, things went really easy for us because we played so well on Friday night, played well on Saturday night too. Do you think the closer game on Saturday night might actually help us going into the tournament in the next weekend?
Well, I think it's good in a sense. You just didn't want two blowouts, right? And then you get a little more comfortable, a little more relaxed. And, you know, we had to earn it. And anything going forward now, we're going to have to earn. So, you know, you go from a good team to, and I might add that Alaska Fairbanks, Alaska's picked to finish fifth in our league by both the coaches and the media. So they were a dangerous out. We saw that, you know, when we played them a few weeks ago, how dangerous they could be. They're coming off a, you know, big sweep of their rival, coming back down here and with their best player back in the lineup who you know, was on the score sheet both games. And anyway, but I'm glad we had to struggle. I'm glad we got pushed a little bit because I thought their third period was really good on Saturday with that one goal lead. You know, they only had three shots on goal, I believe it was, on Saturday night's game.
So you're right.
So we really, closed it down, played how you need to do when you have the lead, and finished the game out. And we created some scoring chances ourselves. So, no, it was good. A lot of good things about the game.
On Friday night, the Michigan Tech Huskies got on the board first. Joel Esperance, who had a great weekend, and got on the board at the 8:36 mark, his 14th of the season.
Run around there by Gould, couldn't get the shot off, looking for a hooking call, not going to get it. Held in by Watson. Watson to the net. This one bounces right before the goaltender. Rebounds in the front. Scores! Wow!
Well, it was just a great shift on that, Coach. It just was, like you hear, it was just nonstop action down in their zone.
Well, yeah, and we were pushing the pace pretty good. We came out aggressive. We came out ready to play on Friday night, and you could tell right from the get-go. And we had a number of really good opportunities before that. We outshot them 17-7 in the first period, and like I said, really took our game to them, and that's what we needed to do. And at some point, you just knew sooner or later someone was going to score. And obviously, Joel's in the zone this weekend, and that's a big goal for us to start the whole weekend off.
You know, we got seven guys in the and you recognized by the WCHA, and maybe if one of those guys didn't have such great seasons, Tyler or Joel Esperance might have been in that mix there too. And I wonder if that's something that he's thinking about, because he's really playing well right now.
Well, yeah, and we haven't talked about that, I guess, the recognition that our players got. And we talked about that. And anytime your team has success, individuals are going to be recognized. And you know, it was really good for our program that those individuals got recognized. You know, Jamie Phillips, obviously the student athlete of the year in our league. That's a huge honor. I mean, we're always talking about the on-ice play, but the off-ice recognition for the academics is huge with this team. And Alex Patan, you know, player of the year, to get that a couple years in a row. So just extremely happy and proud for Alex. And obviously all the guys who made the all WCHA teams. And Joel is – we had a couple. Like Joel, you know, Lesbronce got maybe left out a little bit. But I think what happens when you have so many guys on the ballot to choose from – sometimes you might err and go with the older player. You know, for example, you know, Tyler Hanen made one of the all WCHA team, Malcolm Gould, you know, obviously, you know, Alex did, and a guy like Joel sometimes falls through the cracks because he's only a sophomore. But Joel's got a lot of hockey ahead of him, and he'll have other opportunities to be recognized. But we know, I think the most important thing, Dirk, is we know as a staff and as a team how important he is to our success. And we talked about that also. Even Mark Ock, you know, he had a really good year. I mean, you could go on and on, but and the coaches vote for it, so it's just the coaches voting. And sometimes they, like, you know, maybe Alabama Huntsville, we played them early, they didn't see us again, you know. And so it's been a long time since they, and I'm not saying they didn't vote for Joel, but I'm just, that could be an example where you haven't seen a player and you're just trying to go off stats and whatnot. But anyway, Joel's had a phenomenal year, and I think he understands how well he's appreciated by us and the team.
Joel Esperance, 14th of the season. Malcolm Gould and Cliff Watson get the assist. Huskies are up 1-0, but Tyler Morley, back after injury last weekend and then came into this past weekend, firing on all cylinders, gets the goal to tie it up.
Off of a skate and all the way down. Heismans will get down there first. This is that dangerous line for the Nanooks. The Huskies turn it over and they score. Backhand shot by Morley. Tyler Morley. Backhand shot, and Jamie Phillips didn't even realize what was going on before it was already back in the net.
He had a couple of skates on that one, Coach.
Bad bounce for us. You know, Cliffy got tangled up with a guy, Cliff Watson, going back for the puck, and they sort of threw it. We had five guys back, and, you know, we had it, and then we skated into one of our guys, and, yeah, he just threw it at the net. It was just a real awkward, tough goal. But good players find a way to – the puck sort of follows them, and Tyler Morley, you know – you know, he's a first-team WCHA player, missed some time. That was his 17th goal of the year. So you knew one guy we were going to have to try and keep off the score sheet. We didn't, you know, we didn't do that completely, but I think we really limited him and his opportunities in the weekend, which I thought was a real key.
He gets his 17th, as you said, it was unassisted. And one thing I noticed in the handshake line after Saturday night's game, Coach, is every player, every coach, including yourself, took extra time with Tyler Morley. You know, it seemed like it. Just an extra, you know, way to go, you're a good player type of thing, just watching the guys go through the line with him, knowing, you know, how tough of a player he is. And you know, that his season ended, obviously. And,
yeah.
So, but anyway,
he's a good player.
Yeah,
we recruited him. I had him in my living room, Dirk. You know, yeah. I had him in my living room with Alex Patan. If you can imagine that, if you can.